because you, I'm so proud. On Friday morning, many of you know, the Rabbeim had a meeting, and we're discussing different points which would be mechazik. And we were very thankful to the Bochrim. The Talmidim have been doing very well in getting on time tonight, Seder. It's amazing, Baruch Hashem, like tonight when I came in here, by 8:45, I would say 80 to 90% of the item was in here already. So Baruch Hashem, it's working. That's something we were trying to be mechazik at the beginning of the year. But there's still another point which needs chizuk a little bit. And sometimes people look at it like, what's the difference? Another minute or two, it doesn't make a chilik at all. So I'll share with you a maisa. This maisa show that little things have big effects as well. There was somebody from the Discovery Program who was driving in Arizona, spoke somewhere, and he went past the Beis HaKvaras, and there was a kaver that caught his eye. On the kaver it said, in big words written there, it was a Goyshe Beis HaKvaras, Kosher LePesach, in Loshna Kodesh, Kosher LePesach. And he found it very intriguing, of course, Kosher LePesach, of what's inside it too, in a kaver. It doesn't sound, he got something Kosher LePesach there. He wanted to see what it is. He got out there, he went to the kaver, and all he had there was the name of the person and the Kosher LePesach. So of course, there's got to be a story behind it. So he finds out, looks into it, makes inquiries in the Beis HaKvaras, and he finds out that this person was somebody who was a Mechal Shabbos. He married a non-Jewish woman, kept no Shaykh or Terimitzes at all. But every year, he met with the wife, this person, the wife, he spoke to the wife on the phone, and the wife told him that every year he would buy, before Pesach, would have sent in from New York, or someone had sent in some strites, matzahs. And every year he ate these matzahs. When he died, his wife felt that for him it would be very important that he was Jewish, he should have something Jewish on his kaver. So she didn't, what could she put Jewish? She didn't know anything. Before there was an internet, there was nowhere to find out something Jewish. So she thought she knew, had the matzah box was still there. She saw on it had Hebrew words. So she put those Hebrew words on it, put Kosher LePesach on it. So he heard this story and he said, you know, that for the neshama, it's very bad being in a non-Jewish Beis HaKvaras. It's Jewish. He should be in a Jewish Beis HaKvaras. And this person made arrangements. They should be moved from there to a Jewish cemetery. So imagine it. This person kept nothing in his life. And because one thing he did, one little thing, didn't keep a Pesach, how much Pesach did he keep? But he did that little thing, ate matzah. And because that he was zeicher to be buried in a Jewish Beis HaKvaras, what it does for the neshama is unbelievable. One little thing had major, major effects. So sometimes in life we have opportunities like that, whereas little things, the effects are very large. One of those things is when it comes to a night seder, and there's Bochrim gathering the Beis HaMedrash, and when they hear, they come in on time, like the rules are, but they don't sit down. There's little chaburas in, little chaburas there. And a lot of those chaburas are L'shem Shemayim. You learn it with me, I'll learn with you. What do you want to learn? Coming and going and arranging things. But all those arrangements has to be done outside the Beis HaMedrash. Before you come in, make the arrangements. At 7:45, or come in 5 minutes before. But once that big hand is on the nine, at that moment, every person should be sitting. There's no standing. No talking to somebody standing. If it's an emergency, you have to talk, at least be sitting down. Because what happens is, if two people are talking there and two here, people feel Seder isn't beginning yet. And it causes a rifkin in the whole Seder. The whole Seder starts late for everybody, because who's going to be the first to sit down? So it's mamish incumbent on everybody to make sure that 8:45 comes, you're sitting. And Rav Moshe writes in this week's parasha, just quote his words, you can look which parasha it's on. Tzorech lishtadl b'dereinu, shetekev yakiru, ki hushem ha-Torah mekayim mitzvos. A person should make sure people see you being mekayim Torah and doing mitzvos. Vo'eis tzedakos, kedei sheyilmud acharei mimenu. Other people learn from you. In earlier generations, sheikulam tadikim. They know you're actually is nistamizer. Then you can be a nista. There's many bochum here. Mamish big nistarim. They are very careful. People shouldn't see what tadikim they are. But when it comes, especially a night seder, it's a big inyan that people should see at sitkas. In our door, it's necessary. People need to learn from it. And you can't imagine the schus that you get from such a thing. If you look in the brochas, in parshas v'zoyis habrocha, when it begins v'zoyis liyuda, there's a vav achibur there. There's v'zoyis liyuda. What's that vav for? And Rashi explains, because Yehuda's bones were being scalgled by Oren because of the chet that he did. with his father's bed. And whatever misgalgal means is obviously very esoteric. It means obviously very deep things. And he was suffering tremendously, Yehuda. All the time in the Midbar, he was suffering. And so, Moshe Rabbeinu said, V'zois li Yehuda, losh mitmir. Is this what happens to Yehuda? Reuven was only moid on his chet because he saw Yehuda was moida. That caused Yehuda's haidah, Yehuda's admittance on his chet, that caused Reuven to be moida. So because of that, that put his bones back together again. So the question is an obvious question people don't think of. Look what happened there in that maisa with Yehuda. At that moment, he was standing in front of a bezdin, and you had the Shem and Yitzchak and Yaakov. And at that moment, your Tamar says, whoever these belongings are, they come from, that's who I'm pregnant from. So Yehuda goes and says, Tzod kamimeni, it's from me. Imagine the embarrassment he went through. We all know what a maisa tzidkes it was when Yehuda was moed on his chet. So he gets tremendous chafrit. Moshe Rabbeinu now wants to bring a schus for Yehuda. Doesn't mention what he did. The maisa that he did, that wasn't what brought his bones back together again. What was it that did it? Not the maisa that he did, it's the fact that he caused Reuven to be moida. He had hashpah on other people. The hashpah on other people, that's the biggest chus of all. You watch, go through a door and kiss the mezuzah, and you'll watch how the person behind you kisses the mezuzah. It's tremendous. It's a natural thing. People don't normally kiss. They see the guy in front kissing, they also kiss. You have an opportunity. You come in night Sadie, you sit down. Other people sit down because of you. You'll be zeicher. Just like Yehuda, that was the greatest chus. You'll be zeicher to have that big chus.
Number one, in order to...